Making a difference in the community, this is Al Hewson. Thanks for being an incredible fundraiser, Al. And perhaps you can start by explaining the importance of having a hospice in St. Thomas and Elgin County.
It takes away from families when you're taken out of the community to another hospice. People deserve their dignity, they deserve their families, and having a hospice bridges the gap. And I know we've been to numerous hospices throughout the province, and the hospice in your own community is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And the people working there are there because they want to be there.
Al, we've heard many times how generous this community is.
We live in one of the best communities in the world. I mean, I'm always amazed at how quickly things can come together because people step up. Well, and I still remember being involved in when Christmas Care started and how quickly that came together. You know, that Vic Greenwood and Lillian Greenwood had an idea, and within the next year it was up and running.
And we can't forget gifts from corporate donors.
Companies have charitable sections of their company that they can still give to that. And I don't think there's anybody that would complain if they did do that. And then you've got the Community Foundation, which our community didn't have before, which people can direct through the Community Direct Foundation to the hospice. But I know from dealing with different companies that they direct funds every year to different things, and the most important thing is to keep it in the community. I thought the community should be sending a letter to Ford to thank them for what they've done for this community as long. And the same with Canadian Timken and the Maple Leaf Foundation. I mean, they were incredible. You know, the arena, Alma College, the senior center, the Y, whatever, they stepped up.
And Al, is there one particular fundraising campaign that stands out for you?
I don't think there's anything that I've been involved in that I haven't been proud of. Whether it's the Memory Garden at Pinafore or Hospice or United Way, I mean, I am inspired by the people I work with. So, I mean, these people are just incredible. And, you know, you might be the chairman of a committee, but they do all the work. You know, you're there, but when you give them a job to do, you don't have to second guess them. It's done. And you know, every one of them's got a big smile on their face because they're making a difference. And that's when people realize that that's where happiness comes from, things will turn around. I mean, you might see a 90-year-old volunteering for the Kettles for Salvation Army, but they got a big smile on their face.